Dada. For so many eons, you know, accumulating merit of method, then 1 second, you know, like this, for 1 second, you see, for one second, reflecting on the profound, you see, meaning, the reality, the emptiness, this one, this one collects much greater merit, much greater luck, or much greater fortune, much greater, say, merit. Also, it is mentioned that in the sutra teaching, Kwanzek Chamba Sengita Chimbo, in the sutra teaching, that trick that they say great thousand of 3,000 the great thousand of 3,000 universes. there's a way of counting of this. This is the label. This is the label, but this is the way of counting about that it makes the great thousand of 3,000. But I don't remember. Unfortunately, I don't remember now. Anyway, so in that much universe is, see, filled with stupa, filled with the mountain, filled with the stupa, but the size of stupa is size of Mount Meru. stupa made of seven types of precious jewels, and size, you know, size Mount Meru. Same size of that. Then the whole, the great thousand of 3,000 universes, all filled with this stupa. So building one stupa has, you know, the merit is beyond our concept. It's inimaginable. So so that much, you know, you see, that much merit accumulated, that much merit, and then duration like this, you see, snapping finger, then you see, having patience to meditate on emptiness. So the merit, how much merit you gain is much greater, you know, than is it that would say, yeah. Then the merits what is accumulated by building that many universes filled with the so many stupas of made of jewels and so huge like Mount Mirrors. So there's great differences between these two types of, you see, merit. And also in the sutra teaching, meeting father and son, yatsi jalvito, it is said that the listening teachings on emptiness had collects far greater merit than for 10,000 aeons practicing five parameters. You know, for 10,000 aeons practicing charity, parameter of charity, morality, then patience and perseverance and concentration. revealing the teaching of emptiness to revealing the teaching on teachings on emptiness towards other sentient beings towards one sentient being revealing the teachings on emptiness to one sentient being one accumulated far greater merit then for 10,000 eons revealing the teachings of emptiness to the sentient beings. Then meditating on 1 second on emptiness accumulates far greater merit than revealing revealing teachings of emptiness towards other sentient beings. So the first one is the listening, then the second one is the revealing, the next one is the meditating even for 1 second, you know, the emptiness for life. So anyway, so however, by knowing what samsara is, knowing the three types of suffering of pain, suffering of changes, that which are some temporary samsaric pleasures, and then third one, pervasive compounding suffering, the sufferings of each individual realms, the particular and general samsara sufferings, then the evolution of the suffering, which is shown through the 12 link. Twelve dependent related limb. The evolutions of these are how one circles the in the, you know, wonders or circles in samsara, shown, you see, through, say, one can understand it through through the teaching of the 12 dependent related limb. However, more one understand, you know, one listen, reflect, meditate, what is, you know, the how the samsara is nature of suffering, the cause of samsara, then then we understand how it is so important, so essential to realize emptiness. How it's so important to study emptiness. Every day to take the opportunity to meditate on emptiness, even for 1 minute, even for few seconds, to try to meditate on emptiness. Then, especially by knowing this, all this incredible, vast merit, this unimaginable merit the one accumulate by writing the teachings on emptiness, writing, text, writing, reading, making offering to the text, was the present primary text, and the listening, teaching, meditating. So then one see, then this way one realizes how you are soft. Then this way we realize how you see how you are so fortunate, you know, how how I am so fortunate. So so you can see that makes you realize how this human rebirth is so precious that I have now here this precious human rebirth. how this is so precious. Like that. So it makes to rejoice. So this happiness is the positive happiness, worldwide happiness. It's not hallucinated happiness. It's not hallucinated happiness. Yeah, then that to the long, or anyway, after all that, to the so to get down the world transmission of the heart of the wisdom.
Without heart, without a heart, without the, here we're talking about the physical heart. Without the heart, then you see, without the heart, how much perfect other the organs or the bodies, the limbs one has, it doesn't function, right? 所以那个有点 hard， 反正 ，and the rest 就是不用来 reddish 或者是那个那个是 vegetable 好些，那些 처음에는 내가 말하는 이제가 내게 나왔어요. 가지 보도해도 말해 내 말이 받아받는 것이 내 것이 받아내야도 대신 그 동안 와봐서 좀 와봐서 받아라며 했지만 또 와봐서 또 받아내야도 세례받다 뭐냐 안주사 만나라도 없는 일이 이래 세례가 더 무슨 받아도 이런 데서 안 들어 안 되겠다 오매도 신지열로 알레 신도 된 영화는 되자 다라 신도 그의 신도 나봤어요. 생각한 대장은 세례를 받은 것이 받아주면 하나 내방향은 바바도 원주 동바도 마산계에서 쓰다보는 세례가 무슨 명아 아니가 전병아 하나님의 명령과 명령과 동화사절을 대체와 제정과 안전병의 담을 세워서 대체를 여벌리 전병아 나바바야 다가대 가자바라 가자바라 사망가대 모두의 소와 세례부 은주 삼바친부 아다라 세례 여벌리 전마가는 알라바도 받는 능징에는 전의 성인도 삼바친부 여벌리 세례 동절라서 온절라래 소와세야 다바친내래 소대수리 이웃대신 인태대신어 소대신제 제가 주지 담바들 제가 야파는 데서 마사마 나타바시고 인자바는 아주지 이런 것 쓰는 게 되게 다음 해나 마사를 되거든 주 넘어서 맞은 파워스를 언제 선제 선배 포원 제가 담바 달라면 되지 주지 근데 이제 여기서 바로 버도 에도 By the way, in the night, we also have a transmission of the 35 Buddha prayer. 35 Buddha. this confession downfall. confession downfall. the all transmission of this practice. Namo the next one also. Particular negative karma of it can only do with the speech. mm.
thì luôn giáo vụ nó sợ và đã mãi đi particular người khám ở trong người thì phiêu hành của particular người khám ở trong người the body Libidin has messed up. My notes, Libidin messed up. This is one purifies the karma, it can do the mind, the 2000 eons in karma. Purifies 2000 eons in the karma, and particularly in the karma, the receiving sangha's pollutions. that people offer food and clothing, food and money, so forth, with the devotion, with faith, sangha. So, so then doesn't do purification, doesn't study Dharma, doesn't practice Dharma. Then, and then it doesn't fit. One cannot digest. Then it becomes obstacle to. If one doesn't practice Dharma, then it becomes obstacle to develop the mind. It's a pollution of mind. And then, the beside me is karma, like that. Then this 8,000 eons in the karma get purified, particularly in the karma, criticizing the iron beings. High bodhisattvas, then arahatas, those who have realized emptiness, those who have realization of true path and true cessation of the sufferings. It purifies the particular karma. the very heavy karma, fire uninterrupted in the karma, having killed the father, mother, Ahab, caused blood to be to Buddha, caused disunity among the sanghas. It purifies 1,000 eons in the karma. That purifies those heavy karma, not exactly the same as the fire uninterrupted in the karma, but closer to that. Stepping over the shadow of the stupa or shadow of the gurus or so forth. So forth like this, that statement of a statement of a they rob so the you know the vehicle or horse or things like that. So the next not actual like first one those five unintended karma, but these regard is closer to that. However, it is not space. One has to go through the one has to go you know over the shadow. if there's not a space, then what is advised is you visualize that you're going under the shadow. If there's not a place to go, so you visualize you're going under the shadow. And there's a man at your side without visualization. Om Vajra Veda. Atma hum, om vajra vega, atma hum. So same thing. If one is in the places where there's a Dharma text covered, like in the Hasa, when you go to see one temple where there's one of the famous Shakyamuni statue called Ramuche Cho. The people say the white road, the road which goes to that temple, one of the road. During the revolutionary time, many Dharma texts they laid on the road and covered with dust on top, you see. So people say, in Hasa, people say, there are many texts under the road. So for example, things like that, or in certain situations where you have no way to walk, you know, or complicate the Dharma text like that. So the way, so by visualizing that you are going underneath, then it helps, because this way it does not become disrespect. It doesn't become disrespect. Mentally, it does not become disrespect. So that helps. That helps very much mentally, you know, that you're going underneath, you should respect him. So that helps, you know, to not become with karma, you know, to not become disrespect towards the holy object. And then there's this mantra. This purifies with karma, it comes with anger. Particularly with karma, anger. Having in particular from the five unentered with karma and having killed Arhat. This Timameva is a particular one, having killed the father. Mentioned Dawa, particularly having killed the mother, you know that. This purifies mid karma, it comes with attachment. This also purifies mid karma, cause blood to Buddha. Particularly mid karma, what it purifies, cause dissimilar among the sanghas. And it purifies 10 aeons of it purifies negative karmas, accumulates 10,000 aeons. That this purifies particular negative karma. Having blamed to, you know, Bhikshuni, you know, female arhat, female arhat. Then, purified chan, 1,000 years near karma. The genius about three hell, la cha ta lo, having killed Bodhisattva, purified that near karma, purified karma, what it purifies that. And then, 5,000 years near karma. The genius about Bodhisattva, la cha ta lo. Then this one, the having killed guru, Nirkama having killed spiritual masters from whom one has, with whom one has made connection, received Dharma connections. So many years Nirkama get purified. The genius of Atinyamba Chatalo, this. The having taken having taken away having taken away the things that's offered to the Sangha. Like Pabongka, the singing board out of the liberation in the palm, said, gave an example. Somebody want to offer. somebody want to offer. Like you know, say, like a round cheese, you know, somebody would offer, you see, butter. then want to offer butter to the Sangha. So then, even a sliced one, even the small piece in a sliced one, telling the benefactor. Or doesn't this enough? Doesn't need. the benefit offered, but then saying this enough. You see, benefit offered the Sangha, but saying this is enough. So you know, just giving an idea. However, take you know other people offered, then the Sangha then you know taken away from that. You see. offer the Sangha community. Then, instead of offering the Sangha, then you know, community Sangha taken away from that. You see, for individual use or you see things that. The 7,000 eons with karma. Then these purifiers need karmas having destroyed holy objects, stupa and so forth. Purifiers 7,000 eons need karma. This also purifies particular need karma. And any need karma is done out of anger. The jinshaba nyanga mirabala chasalo need karma is completely. negative karma is coming to with the ignorance and also said with attachment. The jinshabas mirabala chasalo, the imprints. Imprints left by delusion, imprints left by nirkama. Yinshabhasa meje pala chasalo, it purifies that. 10,000 years nirkama. Yinshabhasa meje pala chasalo, nirkama is accumulated with the body, it purifies. Yinshabhasa meje pala chasalo, it purifies 1,000 years nirkama. Nirkama is accumulated with the speech. Thì những giờ phải mơ cho nó bắt đầu đúng bà chẳng bà sao là 7,000 nir kama. In the particular nir kama sẽ không được mind. Những giờ bà nó bà sao là it's also purifies the imprint in some text also the any pollution received, you know. the nature karma is received by using the things offered to Sangha. The Jinjaba Tibibala Cha Cha Lo, they having criticized to others. Doesn't it come get purified? The Jinjaba Tsimba Shindun Dala Cha Cha Lo, it purifies need karma. Anna. Dislike Buddha descending in the world in a having a wrong view. The Jinjaba Ombotoka Jinjabala Chato, Nirkama is accumulated with the pride. Nirkama is accumulated with the pride. also jealousness. The Jinjaba Shindu Namaname Bala Chatalo. The previous one, Tempo Shindu Yangda, which says having a wrong view, dislike Buddha descending. also, says purified net karma accumulated out of jealousness. The Jinjaba Shindu Namaname Bala Chatalo caused others to accumulate net karma. So these need karmas, you know, caused others, sentient beings, to accumulate need karma, engaging others in need karma, so they get purified. and also, slander, need karma, having done slandering. The Jinjaba Yulish Namaname Bala Chatalo. So this is a remedy towards all the delusions. Most need karmas done with the motivation, done with out of pride. The Jinjaba Namaname Shiva Bala Chatalo. So slandered. Cause others, engaging others to the need karma. Having rejoiced others committing need karma, so it purified. It purifies need karma, having abandoned dharma. Disrespect to the Dharma text. even you see few lines of Dharma text that you see which has few lines is throwing out you see in the garbage or things such like that, you know, disrespect to the holy object Dharma text like that. And then while it is a such as the less vehicle teachings, Hinayana teachings, Mahayana Paramitana teachings, Mahayana the secret mantra Vajrayana teachings, while all these are Buddha's teachings, then while all these are Buddha's teachings, then criticizing this is good and this is bad, you know, that is bad. with the How you going to while the Buddha is teaching, then keep saying that is bad. people who are like Theravadins are criticizing Mahayana teachings. So this regarded a very heavy negative karma. So this name, Rinjin Pema Nama Nambal, this purifies the avoiding of the Dharma. This purifies particularly karma having criticized the guru and having designated the samaya. Why this reciting these names has so much power? Why does it include benefit so much power? It is said by Lama Adisha. Because when did these 35 Buddhas, when they were Bodhisattvas, they made so much prayer when they were following the Bodhisattva deeds. They made prayer. When we become enlightened, any sentient beings who keep our names, who recite, may it purify anybody who recite, our names, who memorized, who recite our names, may it purify such and such, such neat karmas. So they made so much prayer, you see, when they were Bodhisattvas. Dedicated even by the name, even by the name to benefit, to be able to offer extensive benefit to us sentient beings. to make the life meaningful, to make our ascendant's life meaningful. this is due to the power of the Bodhicitta dedicated to benefit for us. why we can definitely receive the benefit of this benefit? Because you see, Buddha has 10 powers. Buddha has quality 10 powers. There is a power called the power of prayers. From the 10 powers, which are the qualities of Buddha's, there's a power called power of prayers. From each Buddha, whatever prayer was done before, you see, the power of that prayer is completed. So because of that, then if we recite their name, so we definitely get the benefit. Then normally after having recited 35 Buddha's name, then it's good to recite 7 medicine Buddha's name. Then same thing again here, during Buddha Sava's time, they did so much prayer dedication to benefit to pacify different problems, sufferings of the life, and to you see, there's so much prayer. May this problem, anybody who recites my name, recite my mantra, may this problem be pacified. May such and such and such problems be pacified. May this happiness happen. May this success happen. So they did so much prayers in the past, during Bodhisattva's time. So generated a very strong bodhicitta during Bodhisattva's time to benefit for us sentient beings. Therefore, just by reciting meditation Buddha's name and mantra, so the just by that the disease or problems or whatever can get, say, pacified, dharma practice, so forth, so can have a quick success. So the medicine Buddha is not only for healing, is not only for healing disease, but is extremely powerful to a quick success. If you pray medicine Buddha, recite the name and mantra. And somebody who is in a coma, and this is so difficult to recover. it lasts years, and the expenses so many thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars to keep it, to keep a person, you see, to not die the person, with the, all these machines, it costs so every day it's $1,000 cost in the hospitals. So therefore, especially general and particular in this general for any problems, for any success, but particularly in such these cases, anyway, this and even other disease which has no medicine, or disease which has difficult to cure, however, it's always meaningful to practice medicine Buddha, do the meditation, recitation, medicine Buddha. So such in case of coma, my suggestion is if the family member a person who is taking care of that person with the coma. However, able to understand the meditation, and to recite, to do meditation with this meditation or recitation mantra name. I think if one is extremely worthwhile to if a person does the meditation very strong, very intense, where the person does meditation with the meditation for 1 month, because the situation is very heavy, the sickness is very heavy, so you need the practice purification also, that must, you need to do a long time, just doing, you see, just one session or just a few minutes, because the situation is the obstacle is heavy, so you need the remedy. The meditation is also to do powerful and longer. More is done, then there's more effect. So if somebody in the family member or a friend or somebody who has open mind can understand, can accept this practice to benefit to that person. So usually one visualizes medicine put up on one's crown, then you purify yourself. But here in the case, you visualize, you can visualize on your own crown, but also, and can still purify that person, or visualize the same medicine Buddha above the crown of the person who is in coma. Then every day do very intensive meditation by somebody. Either it doesn't have to be done in the hospital. It can be done even from the home, from the room. You see, away if the person is, you can visualize. So if it's continued, if it's medicine Buddha puja or medicine Buddha meditation practice continued like that, then that I would of course everything has to of course everything depends on how much karma there is, how heavy karma there is. So however there can be miracle effect or signs healing this can happen. There's one person who in Taiwan, I think one person and this might be a Western person, I think one person who was in a coma, I think that I think it was time when Geshe Lama Gongcho was in Taiwan. So Geshe Lama gave the medicine Buddha portal. The friend of this person is the first student when I went to Taiwan. I met at the airport. So we taught a little bit Dharma. So that was the first student. And when I went to Taiwan, but it's at the airport. He's a school teacher. University. teacher in the university. His name is George. So I think Geshe-la blessed this medicine with a picture, and there was this American student, he put the medicine with the picture on the pillow, say, on the bed, say, where the patient laying down next to the pillow. So that person also did medicine Buddha puja, and that person was able to wake up, you know. So so it's also good to keep blessed medicine Buddha pictures either on the body, on the body or next to the bed, that's also to keep on the body as a protection. So I think it's very good. if it just stays on the body, not into the body, but the then the main thing is that is observable refuge. And then somebody does medicine. You see, weeks, month. You see, intensely one pray. I think that I cannot 100% say everyone can get wake up, but there can be miracles, signs, as a healing can happen. Definitely can happen. that. There's one healer came from China, mainland China, in Taiwan. He's a definitely very very pure. you can feel very pure, completely vegetarian and vegetarian, which according. The Singapore Hong Kong Town, the tradition, vegetarian means not only meat but also onion, garlic, all together. So when the person become Buddhist, when the person takes refuge, you see, then meat onion, garlic, all together, it's gone. It's all together gone. All together is, you see, not only meat, but even onion, garlic, all together. So that the whole, you see, when a person becomes Buddhist, you see, the whole set, the whole set happens. You know? So, which is, of course, that keeps the body pure, because there's a black food, so it keeps the body pure, and of course that keeps the mind, you know, keeps the mind more clear, you see. Then also, then also, of course, then it also, who are practicing lower tantra, you know, compassion Buddha or Amitabha or so forth, lower tantra, who are practicing clear tantra, you know, the lower tantra, clear tantra, is a precept, it's a samaya, it's a precept of the lower tantra, to not have black food. So that it also helps, it also helps for that. Then in particular, of course, if one is not a vegetarian, then of course when you go to at home or in the restaurant, of course for one person's meal, many hundreds of animals they have to be killed for one person's meal. Many for one person's meal, one lunch, many hundreds of animals they have to die, they have to be killed. Somebody have to clear their karma, killing them, human beings, and the animals they have to suffer. So for one person, one meal, you see, many sentient beings have to suffer. So especially in the places where one eats everything except the table, which has four legs. Especially places where one eat everything, where people eat everything except the four legs. What? Everything with the legs except the table. one of the early times when I went to Hong Kong to give teaching, so he's now a present director of the Hong Kong Center. He has been the main translator. His name is Mr. Ma. He also teaches Dharma to many Chinese and very active. So he told me in the boat while we were going by boat to, you know, from one island, from the one island to another island. So he said, here we eat everything. Here we eat everything with the legs except the table with the four legs. So he told me in the boat as an introduction of Hong Kong. So I think extremely that tradition is even can, that's extremely good, and there in all the Singapore, Hong Kong town, maybe also mainland China might be same. Even though I've been there, the idea, the idea that you know, if one after one has taken refuge, then becoming a vegetarian at the same time, and then along with the vegetarian, the the connotation of vegetarian is not even also other black food like that, you know. So anyway, this healer, you can see that it is you know, very pure, say very being. So there's a very high governor who is in a coma, and so he goes to heal. This healer was invited in Taiwan secretly because they are very famous and everybody needed in mainland China, because healed so many people who have very heavy disease that medicine cannot cure. So he goes every afternoon to see the sick person, and he sits there 3-4 hours. So he sent his energy to the the person who is in the coma. So he does this not just weeks, but a month, like 2-3 months, like that. So, of course, like this. So after some weeks, the person was able to move more and more. However, I thought that time, we don't try normally. We just do puja one time and finish. 1 or 2 hours puja and finish. That's it. But if you really try, like this healer does, if you continue weeks and weeks, doesn't, generally speaking, doesn't need to do many months. Just if one really does well, with very strong faith and strong prayer, sincere prayers, dedication, strong refuge. Complete love of Medicine Buddha. I mean, Medicine Buddha is just one example. Even continue the meditation, you see, not just one day, one time, but even continued. I think it doesn't need to do many months. For many people, can definitely help. Oh, that's what I think. But normally the problem is that we don't put enough effort. We don't put enough, doesn't give enough time, you know, effort. Then, so, that's it. I don't know whether this is the same person or not. The person who you know, able to move, able to work up. Maybe the same person. to remember clearly. One day this person different one or same person, I'm sure. Anyway, one person cannot stand up to get medicine from the bathroom. He left his medicine bathroom. And he had no helper in his room. couldn't get up. So he has great difficulties. So that person is not Buddhist. But, you know, as I have heard Dharma or has, you know, you see, has a refuge in the mind or not like that. I think. So there was nobody in the house, and he was having a lot of difficulties. So, but this same person, this George, this American student, he had one Medicine Buddha statue. I think it filled up maybe by, probably by Dr. Eugene, I think. And it was blessed, consecrated. So this Medicine Buddha was this American student George, the other person, sick person, his friend, he left the on the table. So there was nobody in the room, you know, so he was having much difficulties, much pain or whatever. So he wanted to get the medicine from the bathroom. So he turned, said, then the statue, that Medicine Buddha statue next to him, had the medicine in the hand. So he was able to get just next to him, just next to his bed, you know. And this person, when this person passed away, before passing away, I think he was paralyzed or amnesia or something. But just before passing away, he must have strong, anyway, he must have strong karma, good karma. So just before passing away, he was able to, turn his body, move his body. Then he was able to turn his body, and then he was able to put his two hands together at the heart, and then he passed away just very peacefully. So that was while his mother was there. So he must have very strong karma connection. So I think that's it. Maybe break now. Okay. Then maybe. The next, not the next, but the next, maybe the next. Mm. then the refuge precepts. maybe around 8 o'clock. Chanjosum Jorum Boja Major Walam Divi Javanya Bambe Bai Kone Kongu Obea Walzu That which while it is existing, that is empty. To that may the eye while it is existing, it is empty. Buddha's enlightenment, that which is also while it is existing, that which is empty, and lead all sentient beings while they are existing, that they are empty. To that enlightenment, as cool as possible, by myself alone.